Now, let's look at the Roth IRA, named after Senator William Roth, who put this into the Tax Relief Act of 1997 when the Roth IRA was born. Now, what the Roth IRA is an after-tax IRA. You do not get to deduct it from taxes, but it grows tax-free. Free. No taxes. This is a really big deal. This is a really huge deal. This is an unbelievable deal. Because most of the money we learned in compound interest that goes into an account over time is not money you put in. It's the growth of the money. Let's say that you save over a series of years in your 401k, which is after taxes, a series of dollars, and you have $4 million in there. We've shown you how you could do that, haven't we, over time with investments, okay, and with compound interest. Now, if you end up with $4 million in your IRA, in your Roth IRA, versus $4 million in your 401k, 401k, as you pull it out, you have to pay the taxes. Roth IRA, you don't pay taxes on. Now, taxes on $4 million are going to look suspiciously like $1 million. So that word Roth is worth $1 million for those of you that are going to save aggressively and do like we teach, and you end up with $4 million. That's $1 million word. Learn that word. Now, you cannot do a Roth IRA if you make $150,000 married filing jointly or more. Okay, so you're not qualified if you're an upper income earner, but everyone else should do Roth IRAs. Why do the Roth IRA? Well, you should always do one, like we teach, and you need to do them because you have better choices there. The Roth IRA gives you more choices. You have more things that you can do with it, more directions you can do. There's a lot of different games you can do. I don't suggest doing any of them, but you can actually pull out the money that you have put in, not the growth, but the money that you have put in, as long as it's been open 5 years. So let's say we did $3,000 a year for 10 years. You'd have $30,000 in there. Let's say you had a $15,000 emergency fund and you ended up with a $30,000 emergency. You could pull some of the money you had put in the Roth out. Now, I would suggest that only as a worst-case bankruptcy avoidance scenario, okay? But you could pull that out without any penalty or any taxes because you already paid the taxes before it went in, as long as it's been open 5 years. The money that you put in, the principal. You have a higher bracket at retirement if you do what I teach because you will have so much money coming out at retirement that is forced to come out of your IRAs and 401ks that you'll want the Roth to be tax-free because some of your other investments are going to have you in an upper tax bracket. Praise God, glory, hallelujah. I like that, right? You know, that's where you want to be. Now, you'll have more invested. Now, here's why. If you do a traditional IRA and you put in $3,000, that is a before-tax investment. In order to get $3,000 in the Roth IRA, you had to make more than $3,000 because it's an after-tax investment, right? So to get home with $3,000, we had to make what? $3,800, $3,700, something like that. So mathematically, it's as if you have invested $3,700 in there when you're doing the Roth IRA at $3,000. So you effectively, from an investment viewpoint, have put more in. And you have a lot more flexibility, a lot more things that you can do with the Roth IRA. We strongly suggest the Roth IRAs. And I'm going to give you an order of attack after I teach you about each of these.